Happy New Year! Man, oh man! Pastor Ben and his family, as you know, are vacationing in a warm climate. In fact, Trish, you've got the camera there. Just on the chance that they might be watching this or view it later, take a shot of the crowd there and everybody say aloha, Pastor Ben and family. Aloha! Anybody want to do a kind of a hula dance to let them know that we are with them in spirit? Oh, yeah, I think the girls over here wanted to. No hula dance? Okay. Well, we tried. All right. Well, I am honored, deeply honored, to be able to share with you the first message of 2019 here at Visible Church. And I hope that you are going to take this and run with it, even though you're going to say, well, gee, I've heard that before. Let's take a look at this. 2 Corinthians 5:7. 2 Corinthians 5:7. Something we're all familiar with. In fact, I think every scripture I'm going to share with you today is probably familiar. 2 Corinthians 5:7 says, "For we walk by faith, not by sight." We walk by faith. How important is faith? I mean, for most people, it's barely an afterthought. However, if you claim to be a Christian, faith is a pretty big deal. If you claim to follow Jesus, if you claim the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob as your God, faith is a very big deal. Very big deal. The faith life is the only life for us to live. And shortly after becoming a Christian, I endeavored to understand faith. I mean, I started studying faith. I started going to faith seminars. I started to hang out with faith people. And I really have devoted my adult Christian life to knowing and teaching faith. Anybody who's known me for a long time, you know that's the way it is. Today, I want to focus on faith in a slightly different way, you know, because there are untold nuances about faith. You know, just think it's like this big, huge diamond with intricately cut facets all over. And you could look at that diamond from any one of those facets and see something slightly different, a little different hue, a little more clarity. There's all kinds of things we can study about faith, and we can take you deep into the weeds on faith. And, you know, and sometimes as I was going over my message this morning, Sarah will understand this because she just talked to me about this the other day. Sometimes, you know, you put together a message and you're so excited, and then 2 days later you go, man, I don't know if this is all that good. You start questioning yourself. You start questioning, is that really? And so, you know, I would like always when I teach to take you somewhere where you go, wow, I've not ever seen that before. That was really amazing. But this morning, I'm going to focus on the basics. I'm going to focus on the necessary fundamentals that you are going to need if you are to walk by faith in 2019. The basics, the fundamentals. You know, we all live in football country. Every good coach is going to start the season off making sure his team understands the fundamentals, right? I mean, good old St. Vincent, I'm sure when the Packers got to their training camp, he sat down and told them, do not let go of the ball. Hang on to the ball. When you tackle, wrap your arms around them. They go over the basics over and over and over until they get them so it's almost not even having to be thought of. It's just automatic. We're going to talk about basics and fundamentals for faith for this next year. Let's pray. Father, thank you for this good morning and for your blessing and for the good people who have come this morning to hear your word. Lord, I pray and I know that your spirit is with us and that you are going to teach us, but I want, Lord God, for us to grasp a hold of some concepts and some thoughts that we've had before, that we've heard before, and Lord, I want you to make them new. I want us to be able to see with fresh ears and see or hear hear with fresh ears and see with new eyes. That's what I want. Lord, help us to do that in Jesus' name. Amen. I tell you, I want your 2019 to be blessed. I mean, beyond what you expect or ever hope for. I want your 2019 to be successful. I want you to have a great new year. Who's with me? Yeah. I want you to look at the people around you. Do you want them to also have a great 2019? Amen. That's what we're about here. Most people believe, you know, that having that great year, being successful, being able to achieve exciting things and good things in their life, whether it's in business or whether it's in their social life, whether it's, health or even their spiritual life. A lot of people have this concept that most people who are successful are so because they have it easier than we do. Right? I mean, they're lucky. They have more talent. They were born into the right family. In other words, their circumstances were better than ours, so it's easier for them to succeed. Hogwash. Hogwash. People who succeed do so because they intentionally took the right steps towards success. And this morning, I'm going to focus on fundamentals. I'm hoping that you will take the right steps towards success, that you'll follow through on these fundamentals. Because if you don't, you're going to drop the ball. You know, if you don't, you're going to stumble out of bounds. It's not going to work well for you. There are fundamentals to success in any endeavor. And in the faith life, there are fundamentals for the faith walk. So let's focus on some fundamentals. You know, as you grow, as you begin to learn and develop and mature in your Christian life, you'll grow somewhat beyond the fundamentals. You'll be able to see a lot more of those intricate facets that I was talking about, but you can never get away from the fundamentals. As much as you think you have matured and as much as you think you have tapped into the secret place of God, you can never get away from the fundamentals. So don't allow that to happen. See, you might be tempted to listen to this message and think to yourself, well, I already know that. Well, I'm sure you've heard it. Hopefully I'll add a little more something to it so that it sinks in and the Holy Spirit will help us make that new to you this morning. But if you were really in tune to what I'm going to teach this morning, you wouldn't be going, oh, I know that, I've heard that before. You'd be going, all right, I love this stuff. This is good, I need more. So let's all tune in and get to number one. I've got four different things I'm going to cover this morning. Number one, to walk by faith in 2019, number one, you must receive the word of faith. You must receive the word of faith. Romans 10:17, a very familiar scripture to us, especially faith people. It says, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Faith comes from the word of God. You must receive the word of faith. You must receive the word of God in faith. You know, real Bible faith is not just some religious belief. You know, we often talk about people of faith. That's how they describe you out in the world. They are people of faith. Well, they describe a lot of people as people of faith. Not all people who have an experience or a church are people of faith. There are many religious beliefs, as you may have noticed. And all of them are different in some way or another. Many of them conflict with one another, and a lot of them conflict with Christianity. But I'll tell you this, true Bible-based Christianity has no equal. There is nothing like what you have if you are a Bible-based believing Christian. Beware of the Antichrist spirit of our age that strives to make all religious beliefs valid and equal. Well, you have your thing, and I have my thing, and mine is just as good as yours. Yours is just different. No, that's not the case. Without equivocation, without any apology, I will tell you there is nothing equal to your faith if it's a Bible-based faith in Jesus Christ. No matter who tells you, whatever, if it's not that, it's not as good as what you have. All right. Now that I've just stirred up controversy throughout the world and people are going crazy, No, true Bible-based Christianity has no equal. See, you can believe things very sincerely, and a lot of people have sincere beliefs. A lot of people are very devout to whatever their religious system is, but that doesn't make it true. That doesn't make it right. I mean, come on, think about it. People, there are folks out there who are worshiping the stars, who worship the sun, who worship trees, who worship rocks, who worship rats. Are all those equal and valid? No, real faith has only one foundation. It is the Word of God. Any belief based on something other than the Word or contrary to the Word of God is a false religion. I don't care what it is. If it's not based on God's Word, it's a false religion. I don't care if they claim to be Christians or not. When the Word of God is received, oh, it's a wonderful thing. It has the capacity to produce faith. That's what Romans tells us. Faith comes by hearing and hearing the Word of God. When you receive the Word, it will produce faith. Why? Because it's a seed. Faith is a seed. In the parable of the sower, Jesus taught us that the Word was the seed. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 23 says this, having been born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible through the Word of God, which lives and abides forever. You've not been born of incorruptible seed. You have been born of incorruptible seed, not corruptible seed, because it is the Word of God. It's perfect. And it's that Word that gave you faith. It's that Word that gives you something to believe in that is valid, that is worthwhile. And I tell you, faith is simply agreeing with God and what He has said. You know, if you want to break down faith to its simplest form, it's hearing what God has said, reading what God has said, and saying, amen, I believe that, and I'm going to act on it. Oh, yeah, you have to act on it. Just giving mental assent to it isn't quite right. You've got to act on it. You've got to obey it. You've got to work with it. Faith is agreeing and acting on His Word, and all faith begins by receiving His Word. So in 2019, what are you going to do? I'd get into the Word. I'd get into the Word more than you have been. I mean, because John 1:1, it says right there, in the beginning was the Word. At the very beginning of you stepping forward in 2019, there should be the Word. You should be devoting time in God's Word. I know it's difficult. In fact, it's somewhat scary how little we believers actually spend with the Word. It's really scary when you look at some of the statistics of studies that have been done among believers, how much time they spend in the Word. But I'm telling you, to walk by faith, you must begin with the Word. If you want to increase your faith, well, let me ask you this. Let's see hands here. How many want more faith in 2019? Well, that's pretty much almost all of you. And I'm glad to see that. Now, what are you going to do to get more faith in 2019? If you know faith comes through the Word, what are you going to do? I know what I'm going to do. I've made a decision, actually just slightly before the beginning of the year, that I was going to spend more time in the Word. Now, some of you know I started a new job several months ago, and I have to go to that new job earlier than what I had to go to my old job. That means I have less time in the morning. When the time I get up, I've got to rush around and do things and get things done quicker because I have to leave earlier. Well, you know what that meant? If I want to spend more time in the Word, I'm getting up earlier. I'm getting up earlier now. Why? Because if I don't, I won't have the time that I need to be in the Word. If you want more faith in 2019, if you want to operate and walk in faith in 2019 more than you did in 2018, when I hope all of you want more, then you're going to have to get more Word. increase the level of God's word in your life. Remember that old advertising public service announcement they used to run about literacy? And they said the phrase was, reading is fundamental. Apply that to your 2019 when it comes to the word. Remember, I said these are fundamental things. Reading is fundamental. Spend time in the word. Read more of the word. You've got to have an appetite for it. Do you have a little bit of a hunger on the inside of you saying, I want more of that? You know, it's interesting. People who are on the brink of starvation, I mean physical starvation, when you're on the brink of starvation, you're not hungry. It's kind of odd. I mean, you might be sick, you might be weak, you might be malnourished, and you're about to die, but you're not hungry. In fact, the loss of appetite is one of the serious symptoms of starvation. On the opposite side of that coin, just having come after the holidays, how many of you have noticed? The more you eat, the more you want to eat. I mean, when we get into the holidays and there's all kinds of good stuff always somewhere on a table in somebody's counter and it's all good stuff, you know, you want to eat. And when you get a little bit, then the next time you want a little bit more. And the next time you want, that's the way I am. That's why, you know, we all have to start cut back and push away from the table when we get to the new year because we've gotten into that habit of just eating more because there's such good stuff. Well, that's the way it needs to be. There are believers who have been without spiritual nourishment for so long, they are in the throes of spiritual starvation. And I dare say there's probably some here. You're not even hungry for the word now. It's been so long since you've opened up the Bible, you're not even hungry for it anymore. That's a terrible sign. Those who are really hungry for the word, they tend to grow in their hunger. I mean, they get more excited. Sometimes you'll hear people say stuff like, I just can't get enough. I just can't get enough of the word. I want more. Cultivate an appetite for the word of God in 2019. Don't allow another year to go by and you haven't even gotten through the Bible once. Cultivate an appetite. I mean, some are so malnourished they need intensive care. So go big. You know, just start in. Get started and set a schedule. You know, I know in our busy lives, come on, even for our physical bodies, sometimes it's difficult just to sit down for a full meal. You know, you're just picking up little bits and pieces here and there through the day. You don't have time, or you feel like you don't have time. I'm telling you, you have time. For the Word of God and for your own physical food, you do have time if you make that a priority in your life. Remember I said people who are successful do so because, or they are succeeding because they take intentional steps toward success. Well, make an intentional step toward getting more of the Word in your life. I mean, if you don't have an hour every day just to sit back and do this kind of stuff, well, then grab a bite here and there. You know, there are Christian radio stations. Some of them play music. Some of them play teaching. There are podcasts. There's Facebook Live when you've got church going. You've got all kinds of resources. In our society, we have so many options available to us. It really is sad and scary when we aren't getting the word on a regular basis. You have the opportunity, you have the possibilities, take advantage of it. Number two, kind of move along. Oh, man. To walk in faith, you have to understand there is no substitute for faith. I know that's simple, but there is no substitute for faith. You've got to walk in faith. You'd be surprised how many fine church-going Christians really don't believe that. Oh, they think faith is important, but not that important. I mean, they believe they can go to church and God's going to be happy. And if they're kind to other people, God is going to be happy. And if they drop some money in the offering plate, God is going to be happy. Well, I'm here to tell you, without faith, He is not. All of those things are good, but they don't please God unless they're done in faith. You have to understand, for 2019, there is no substitute for faith. Hebrews 11, looking at verse 5, or make it 6, it says, without faith it is impossible to please him, talking about God. For he who comes to God must believe that he is and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Without faith it is impossible to please God. So let there be no other substitute for faith in your life. Don't let good works get to be a substitute for having true faith and walking in faith with God. You know, going back to verse 5, Enoch was taken from this life. Verse 5 says, by faith, Enoch was taken away so that he did not see death. And he was not found because God had taken him. For before he was taken, he had this testimony that he pleased God. How did he please God? The next verse, without faith, it's impossible to please God. Enoch pleased God by faith, so much so that God just took him away. Man, how'd you like to see that happen in 2019? You're just going along with God, you and him, buds, walking in faith, and all of a sudden, you're gone. I know there's a time coming when a whole bunch of us are gone, but Enoch went on his own. He had that kind of a relationship with God. Enoch did something that pleased God. He simply walked with God by faith. How do you walk with God by faith? Well, I already told you, you increase the word level, right? You increase the level of the word in your life. And then with that comes an increased revelation and understanding, increased light for your path as you walk by faith. With that revelation and his word, you begin to walk and you talk with him more. You just spend more time. You're just hanging out with him all of the time. Now, did Enoch see God? I mean, did he physically see God walking along with him? I don't believe so. But he was with him and he knew God was with him. I don't believe that Enoch was walking physically with God. Not like God walked with Adam and Eve in the garden. Enoch did it by faith. Faith. And you know what? You can do it by faith. Hallelujah. Hebrews 11:1, again, another familiar scripture. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Enoch didn't see God, but he believed that he was there. Enoch believed that he was a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. And thus he diligently sought after God, walked with him. No substitute for faith in 2019. Number 3, to walk by faith, you must fellowship with faith. You must fellowship with faith. Hebrews 13:7. Interesting scripture here. It says this, remember those who rule over you, who have spoken the word of God to you, whose faith follow, considering the outcome of their conduct. You need to hang out with believers. That's what I'm basically saying here. You need to hang out with believers who have faith. You need to fellowship with faith. This scripture is an encouragement to be in church and to hear preaching that is the word of faith. Listen to how the Amplified Bible translates this scripture. It says this, remember your leaders and superiors in authority, for it was they who brought to you the word of God. Observe attentively and consider their manner of living, the outcome of their well-spent lives, and imitate their faith. That is, their conviction that God exists and is the creator and ruler of all things, the provider and bestower of eternal salvation through Christ, and their leaning of the entire human personality on God in absolute trust and confidence in his power, wisdom, and goodness. Whew. Fellowship with faith. Hang out with believers. How do you know if your church is preaching the word of faith? How do you know that? We'll just peek at the next verse. Verse 8. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If your church says Jesus Christ no longer does miracles, Yes, he did them in the past, but he doesn't do them now. That's not a faith church. You're not in a good faith church. If they say that all passed away with the apostles, you're not in a good faith church. You need to be in a church where people are believing for God and his interaction with you on a daily basis and in miraculous ways when needed. That's the kind of church you want to be in. If they say yesterday he was this way, today it's this way, well, that's not preaching faith. Hebrews 13:8. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Do they really say he's the same? I hope so. Are miracles for today? Is the baptism of the Holy Spirit for today? You know, Jesus desired that his believers have the baptism of the Holy Spirit, that they might go out in power. I tell you, it is for today. If your church is saying it isn't, that's not a faith church. That's not a faith church. These are foundations of faith. Speaking in tongues and all of that stuff. Now, it always amazes me. In fact, it confuses me. It doesn't really amaze me. That sounds like it's a good thing. It confuses me when I know good Christian folks, faith-filled folks, who, for whatever reason, mostly not good, end up leaving a good faith church and going to a, we'll just say, a calmer, quieter kind of church where miracles aren't really expected and aren't really sought after, where there is no speaking in tongues anywhere, there is no message in tongues, there is no word of prophecy. That confuses me because how can you make that step from being in faith, in a faith church, fellowshipping with folks of faith, and move out? Now, I do understand, sometimes it gets a little messy in a faith church. You know what I'm talking about. Sometimes things go just a little off kilter. Sometimes there are abuses. That doesn't mean it's not real. You know, one of our former pastors used to preach this. He'd say, the Holy Spirit is wild, and you can't tame him. Ooh, that's true. Sometimes things happen that you don't expect. Sometimes things happen that you think, ooh, that's weird. The Holy Spirit is wild and you can't tame him. Don't try and tame him. Don't try and bring the Holy Spirit down to our level, to a human understanding. Let's go after God and let's be in a church that has faith at its core and that are expecting wild and crazy things to happen. I always say you want to be in a church with those wild-eyed crazy bunch. You know, who are just, anything can go. We're all right. Now we're going to make sure that it lines up with the word. And then when it doesn't, we make some corrections. But certainly you don't want to go to some boring, dull kind of a, well, let me move on. You need to fellowship with people who have the spirit of faith. Find somebody, you individually, find someone who is walking in faith and establish a friendship with them. You know, I'm confident there are people in this room that don't know intimately, closely, another person who has real faith, who is walking in faith. Well, my challenge to you in this year, find somebody who has real faith and you start fellowshipping with them. See, if you're having trouble following God, it's kind of silly to hang out with other people who are having trouble following God. That doesn't make sense. You know, you're having a tough time getting this faith thing on track. You're having a tough time getting into the Word, and yet a lot of the time you're hanging out with people who could care less about God, who could care less about the world. That is not the best option for you. If you want to be walking in faith in 2019, start developing those relationships with people of faith. Don't hang out with people who are failing. Don't hang out with people who are struggling. Now, there is a time when you build up your faith and you're walking in faith. You're going to be a great help to those who are struggling and to those who are failing and to those who are weak. But until you're at that point, you need to spend a majority of your time. And you know what I'm saying when I talk about time? You know, I work at a place with a lot of heathens. Can I say that? I guess I did. I work at a place with a lot of non-believers. And I have to spend a lot of my day with those non-believers because that's where I work. But I tell you what, when I just want to sit around and eat popcorn, watch a movie, play some games, I don't go to their house. They don't come to mine. I ended up at somebody's house in this group. I fellowship with the close relationships that I build, and the people that I want to hang out with are faith people. So if you want to walk in faith in 2019, start fellowshipping with faith. Fellowship with faith. Be in a good faith-filled church. Hang out with good faith-filled people. Amen? Amen. Last thing, number four. If you're going to walk in faith in 2019, you must share your faith. Ooh, it's awful quiet in here now. You must share your faith. There's a scripture in Philemon 1. Actually, there's only one. Philemon 1, verse 6. It says that the sharing of your faith may become effective by the acknowledgement of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. So you have a faith in Jesus that has saved your soul. You have a faith that is changing your life, right? Well, then share it. Find somebody who doesn't know that and share it with them. Talk about the place I work. Man, I'm sharing every day. It's exciting stuff sometimes. You need to share it. I like the way the NIV translates this. It's kind of what I grew up on. It says this, I pray that you may be active in sharing your faith so that you will have a full understanding of every good thing we have in Christ. Did you catch that? That you would be active in sharing your faith. Why? So that the whole world gets saved. Well, that's not what this scripture is saying. Yes, we want the whole world to get saved. But listen, so that you may be active in sharing your faith, so that you will have a full understanding of every good thing we have in Christ. A lot of you don't understand every good thing you have in Christ. But I'm telling you, if you start sharing your faith with other people, that will begin to grow. You'll have a greater understanding. Every person who does any kind of teaching knows that the more time you put into teaching others, the more you understand it, the more you become knowledgeable in it. The more you share your faith with others, the more that faith is going to grow in you, the more understanding you're going to have of the goodness of God in your life. All of that is going to continue to build in you if you share your faith. I mean, come on. You're going to spend time in the Word, right? You're going to absorb more of God's Word in your life. You might as well have an outlet for it. You're going to be hanging out with faith-filled believers. They're going to be encouraging you and building you up, and you're going to feel stronger than ever. You might as well do something with that strength. We need to be sharing it with others. The process of life is a process of exchange. That's why, you know, when you're really bad, they put you in isolation. Not much life in that. You need to be sharing. And you don't have to be a Bible scholar. You know, that's one of the things that people always go, ooh, share my faith. I don't know what I'd say. You don't have to be a Bible scholar. You don't have to have all the answers. Good golly, you know where they can get the answers, right? If they ask you one of those crazy questions, just say, I don't know, but I know someone I can take you to who can answer that for you. All you have to know about is you. What has happened in your life? What has Jesus done for you? If you can share that, that's sharing your faith, and you'll make people begin to take notice. And you'll give an opportunity for the seed of God's word to be planted in somebody's heart. And you'll plant a seed, and maybe somebody else will water it, and then who knows? All of a sudden, they begin to come to church. All you have to know about is your life. And when it comes to your life, you are an expert. You know everything about it. Simply tell people what's happened to you. And that, in fact, as the scripture says, acknowledge the good things about Jesus Christ in you. Do that. See, in that simple, four little things. I've given you four fundamentals for walking by faith. You must receive the word of faith. There is no substitute for faith. You must fellowship with faith, and you must share your faith. I'm going to make it simpler. I'm going to put it in layman's terms. Number one, read your Bible and come to church. Hear the word of God preached. Number two, since there's no substitute for faith, you've got to believe. You just have to begin to believe that God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. You've got to believe and come to church and be in the presence of God. The third one, you've got to fellowship with faith people and come to church, hang around faith. And you've got to be able to talk to other people about Jesus and then bring them to church. Yeah, there's a lot of church in there, I know. I believe in church. I believe you ought to be in church. And again, if you want to walk in faith in 2019, be in church more. Be in church more. My greatest advice to people is that whenever the church doors are open, if you can be here, you ought to be here. That's just the way it works. If you can be, now you can't always be here. But when you can be here, you ought to be here. That's all I've told you. It's all pretty basic, pretty simple, foundational stuff. And as spiritual as you may believe that you've grown, you are never going to get to the place where you can stop paying attention to the fundamentals. Why don't you stand? I want to pray for you before we end. Now, after I pray, there are going to be people up here who will pray with you if you have specific needs. So don't pass that up, all right? Walking by faith oftentimes means you're going to go to God and seek the things that are necessary for your life, the things that are troubling you, you're going to get help with. And these people who are going to be up at the front praying for you, every week there's somebody up here who is willing to pray with you. Don't be so casual about life and the struggles of your life that you pass up that opportunity. Not only do you need to fellowship with faith, you need to join your faith with the faith of others in times of prayer. There's real power in that. You know, we could do another whole teaching on that alone. There's power in agreement of prayer. So if you have needs after this, after my simple prayer to close this service, come on up and there'll be people who will be praying and willing to pray with you. People of faith. All right, so let's pray. Father, I thank you for the new year. Lord, I thank you that as we look ahead with expectation and hope of the good things to come, because we know your word is that your desire is for us to be blessed and to be a blessing to others. Lord, as we look forward to this year, I pray that you help us to establish ourselves firmly in your word and in the fellowship of other believers and in a good faith church. And Lord, that you help us to not take these things that we have grown accustomed to for granted. That we recognize the wonder and the beauty of what you are building in this church and in this community among other believers as well. Your spirit is here. Your spirit is moving. Your spirit is comforting. Your spirit is teaching. Your spirit is moving us forward into your will and your way. Lord, I pray as this year continues, that those who follow these foundational steps will begin to see more of what your plan and purpose is for them, that their identity in Jesus Christ will become stronger, that they will be able to acknowledge even more the great things that you are doing in their lives and that you're bringing to their lives, and that they'll share it. Lord, give us the boldness to at least speak about what you have done in our lives, to share with others how good our life is because you are a part of it. And Lord, let your spirit then do the work. We'll be consistent. We'll share, trusting in you, that you and your spirit will continue to work in their hearts and in their minds. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for this past year, and we look forward to 2019. And I say, Lord God, let your peace be upon this house and on the people in this building today, those who are even watching by internet. Let your peace be with them and your grace flow freely. that your name, the name of Jesus Christ, would be glorified in our lives and in this community. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you. People are coming up to pray. If you need personal prayer, by all means, come on up. Otherwise, you are dismissed. Go in peace.
Is a name another same.